Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
To two judgy girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we've got the energy. It's 2023, new year. But what is it?
Same us, baby.
Mary, it's so good judging. To see you. 2023.
2023, baby. What's going to happen this year? We don't know. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be tight when we do it because we're on ProLaw.
Okay. We're just going to say right now, if this is triggering for you, you don't want to hear it, skip ahead. Give yourself 3 to 5 minutes of skipping ahead, okay?
But if you want to hear about our health journey, here it is.
Yeah. Okay, so we are right now on day 3 of ProLaw. Day 3 is by far
the hardest. Okay. It's really. Okay.
I think we've done a lot of things the right way because we're doing it with four people at the same time. So it's me, Courtney, our friends
that we're talking to. There's jurors who are also doing it with us too and are DMing about it. Yes. But accountability. Listen, Teddy was on to something.
The accountability helps, you know, like we just sent each other videos of us eating the bar and crumpling it up. Courtney legitimately had 20 glasses of 8 ounce water yesterday.
Oh, more.
20.
This is a 24 ounce and I had about 8 of these yesterday.
I calculated it.
24 times 8?
Well, you told me yesterday.
I mean, it's a lot. It's a stupid amount. I mean, am I poisoning my blood system with water? Maybe.
No. My thing is, like, I physically couldn't do that at work because I'd have to pee so much.
Yeah.
And I can't leave my classroom that often,
Fair. I mean, you could rent a Depends it.
I don't think on the school day that's appropriate. However, How are they going to know? I would have no problem. Like on a plane, if I really wanted to get home and felt sick, I'd wear Depends on the plane. Didn't Ramona?
Sonia definitely did. Yeah. I believe Ramona.
I can understand that wanting to get home.
Yeah. Well, when you got a shit, you got a shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But really, okay. Honestly, I feel like I literally, you know, as everybody knows, the year really doesn't start till the second. Okay. The first is a freebie. There's only 364 days in a year, 265 if you're Portia from Atlanta, but like 364 days in the year. Okay. And so the first, I was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible. I woke up and I ordered a breakfast burrito. Yeah. I had like a piece of pizza. Like I just did not treat myself well.
We slept at my friend's house and we woke up and just started on a charcuterie board at 10 a.m. You know,
I love
it. Had a beer, you know, watched some football. Mm-hmm. The day kept passing me by and I was like, I have to go home. Why have I been at your house for 24 hours? I'm going to leave now. I'm finally going to go. It's 6 p.m. I got here at 5 o'clock yesterday, 5 p.m. I was like, I'll leave now. Thanks for having me. Sorry.
I love those days.
Sorry I stayed so long.
I love those days. Well, you know what, though? You're not statin' over. You're statin'. Okay.
So I was still at that same house that I recorded that video.
Yep. So I woke up on the second and I was like, I am ready. I kept telling myself, you are a piece of shit, Courtney. Like, I just felt disgusting. Like, you know, when you just feel gross. Like, I was like, I had drank the night before. I had put garbage in my body. And now I'm like, okay, I'm ready to, like, detox, start fresh. I feel like this is just a really great way to, like, kick off the year in the sense of, like, when Saturday rolls around, then I'm like, all I want to do is, like, eat healthy now because I've done this detox.
Right. And once again, this is not a diet. This is a reset detox, you know.
Yeah.
To make you level out for my sake. I'm just getting level at this point.
Yeah, same. Yeah. So, but I feel like day three, this is like the hardest. And I remember last time we did this, I'd gone to a concert that night too, because on day three, sometimes you're like, all I want to do is go to bed by 8 p.m. Like, you know, it's a really tough day. Day two and day four are the same. Day one, you get a ton of food. You're totally fine. Day two and day four, it lessens. Day three and day five are the hardest. But by the time you're at day five, you're like, I got one more day of this. I'm fine. I'm golden.
See, my thing is like a Friday. I always go out on Friday night. And that doesn't mean like I'm balls to the wall raging. It means like I at least go get a drink out. I at least go get dinner out. I eat something outside of my home on a Friday night in some capacity. Because I've been in all week, you know.
Hey, you know what? You got tomorrow off now.
Yes, I don't have to work tomorrow, which makes it a lot easier to make your soup.
Can you explain what's going on in San Fran? Because it feels like there's an apocalypse happening up over there.
There's like a Pineapple Express coming through, and apparently it's like the equivalent to a hurricane. Some places will get 9 inches of water. I don't know. My concern is I don't have a place to sleep right now. I came to my parents because I didn't have a place to sleep because I'm getting my hardwood floors refinished and you literally can't sleep there because of the toxins. So I was trying to beat this storm to get to my parents' house because I don't have school tomorrow now and I don't have to sleep at my home.
It feels very like Twister. You're beating that tornado. Problems.
Yeah. Beating the tornado so I can make my soups on their stove tomorrow. Which also, you guys, I mean, you teachers out there, don't say you can't do prelim because I make my soup on the stove before I go to work and I put it in a thermos. And then I sip on it about 2 o'clock.
Sounds disgusting. Love it for you though.
But no, I agree with you. But I think by the time Saturday rolls around, like you've got it, you're already like, okay, I think it's harder when you do it on a Saturday or Sunday. It's good to stay busy. By the time Saturday rolls around. Now I'm participating in a dry January, if you will.
I'm doing damp.
January, if you need to. Yeah.
It's my dad's 70th.
Yeah.
I'm going to House of Prime Rib. I mean, I'm definitely getting a dirty martini that day.
You have to. It would be rude if you didn't. And we can't disrespect your dad like that.
The thing is, my family would think I was pregnant if I wasn't drinking. So like, I don't want to scare anyone.
And you're like, no, the ring was for real, not because there's something happening.
Yeah. And then let's face it, I'm also going to go to Tahoe probably. And like, I have to have a beer after the slopes.
You have to do what you have to do.
I think for me, not having more than two drinks at a sitting would be a very big accomplishment.
Whatever you want to set for the boundary for yourself is what you set. And if you don't want to do it, you don't need to do it. I know we talked about this before, but resolutions are tough. And I think they're always made in the beginning of the year with this new year, new me. But we've said new year, same us. So only do what you feel like you want to do.
Absolutely. And you know, then so like, what's going to be like your first, what's your first meal on Saturday? How are you going to ease in? What are you craving right now? And then we'll move on to the news.
Everything. I'm craving everything. I would love a loaf of bread. I won't. So I have to work an event all day on Saturday. So I'll probably just start my day with like a banana. Maybe have like, it's sponsored. There's going to be Chick-fil-A there apparently. And then like, we're going to like a really nice, like a Michelin star restaurant that night. And I'm like, oh God, I'm going to.
But I'm Michelin star, I feel like you eat small portions.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm going to try to still be good. But it's like, you know, sometimes when you're like working all day too, you're kind of like, what's around that I could just grab? So I have to be really conscious about it. So I might torture myself and go to the store Friday to bring things with me, you know?
Right. Also, I feel like this whole process has just like made me like slow down with my eating because like a lot of times at work, I don't have enough time to eat and like I'll just eat really fast, you know? Mm-hmm. And this is just like slowing you down a little bit.
I mean, we're doing great. And if you guys are doing it, keep it up. Send us a DM. Let us know if you guys think about that. You want to do it. We also, you don't have to use it. You can, if you want, we have code TJG, which will give you like 15% off if you want to do it. But I mean, I think I'm proud of us just for taking control of our
lives. I needed a reset. I'm going to be good till March 1st.
That's when we're going on a trip. So she's, you know, we've got 8 weeks.
My sister gets married March 18th. I got to look good for that too. So, you know,
and also you're getting married this year.
I would like to look good this year.
Did you do any wedding planning over the break?
I saw two venues.
And do we like them?
Yes.
Okay. So we're having some tough times. So now it's basically who has a better date available.
One does. The one that I like better. So
Michael likes the other one better. Oh, so you win.
We'll see who wins.
Yeah. When are you making a decision soon?
Yeah, I think you have to. I feel like I'm trying to beat the girls that got engaged on Christmas and New Year's Eve. Like I had a month ahead of them, so I'm trying to get, you know, an October date. So
go for it. Good luck.
Yeah,
wishing you the best. Okay, let's move in to the news.
Lots of things happened.
Where would you like to start? I mean, we had, because we took a break, so we gave ourselves a week off of. In between Christmas and New Year's, we gave you a Miami one. So we had, you know, we had a podcast, but we weren't actively podcasting that week. So, I mean, can we just go to Miami? Lisa has a new boyfriend. I love it.
Lisa has a new boyfriend. Lenny is saying that Lisa never came home. She would party all night.
She'd yell at him and like just trying to ruin his life. He's the worst. I'm like, oh, is it the pizza sabotage? Is that what he's referring to? Like, Lenny, you're the worst. We all know.
Yeah, it's a sad story. But then also, okay.
Did you see that video, by the way? So Queens of Bravo posted the video. So in the most recent episode of Miami, Lisa's talking about how when Larsa and her were out at the club, or Larsa was talking about it. Lisa was talking about to Lenny's mom. And basically she said, and then she licked her lips at me.
I saw.
So Queens of Bravo posted it. So you can go back and look at it. We posted in our story, but it was the actual footage. Creepy. How dare they? How could they do this to us? ?
I feel like they are just running around. I feel like Miami's just like a fast town. Everyone knows each other.
Does it feel small? Cheating.
Yes, completely.
Yeah.
Everyone knows each other. Everyone's cheating on each other. I think Kiki knows a ton.
Kiki's our key. Yeah, we got to find the key to that lock.
It's vodka.
Oh, no, that's Marisol.
That's mine.
From experience, I know.
Two drinks and ask me any questions, I'll tell you all the answers. But anyways.
Yeah, I mean, it's just Miami is, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Also in Miami, but sad news is Martina was diagnosed with breast
cancer, and then they
that was throat cancer.
You might be right. Mm-hmm. They found either throat or lung cancer, and then also some breast cancer, which I think this is her second time with breast cancer. So hopefully they found it early.
Speedy recovery.
And, you know, they're able to give her great treatment and get that out of her body.
Yeah, it's throat and breast cancer.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Sending her love and light that she gets well soon. Mm-hmm. And then Luke and Ashley seems like they had put out the fire. It broke up.
So the news was like she deleted the photo off her grid of Luke. Mm-hmm. And if you recall, we posted a photo of the four of them being like, what are they doing for New Year's? And Lindsay at Hubbard was like, yeah, what are we doing? Well, they didn't all spend it together.
They didn't see each other on New Year's.
She had the babies. She was definitely in the Potomac area. Because again, I'm not really sure where they all live across that Potomac area.
Baltimore. I agree.
And then I know like Luke and Carl, they were at like the Winter Classic this past week, like which is in Boston. Just, you know,
they're
just
on, they're on the outs. It's okay. They had a good 2 month run. And that's like, fine. That's fun.
And like
get your mojo back, girl.
Yeah. Like I think, and I mean, we knew it wasn't going to like last.
Yeah.
And I think that's like the best way to get over someone is to get under someone else.
That was actually, I think that's perfect timing for that kind of relationship because they don't live in the same area. You know,
he said this week in Potomac episode, if I went to New York, oh, it would like eat me up and spit me out.
She did. Mm-hmm. And then even, you know, this summer, I'm pretty sure he's filming in Canada. You know, she's got to be home for her boys. So I think they had fun and we can always remember that moment for us.
Some, you know, a reason, a season, or forever kind of thing.
Okay. My favorite news story of the Christmas cycle is Melania showing us her Cartier bracelet that Louis got her. She's like, oh, he always gives us the best gifts. You know, it's $12,500. And I'm like thinking, oh my God, he got it for all four of the girls. Like, wow, $50,000 on these girls' daughters. Guys, it's a fake. It's legit a fake. It's a different kind of box. It's a different type of like bigger fonts. He went to Canal Street for Christmas.
Okay.
So, what now?
So this
what
doctor's office I go to has also sells jewelry.
Okay.
And they're like Cartier rings, $15. Like, well, we know these aren't real. Like Dior bracelets, $25. I'm like, those are not Dior.
Right. Like, he might have gone to the same doctor's office. Like, what do you get done at this doctor's office?
Don't worry about it.
I am worried now. What do you get in Manjaro? Botox? I am concerned about this.
Don't worry about it. Nobody needs to talk about my black eye, but do you want to know? I have a black eye, Mary. I have a black eye. I wish it was Manjaro. No, I don't. No, I don't. I need those that need Manjaro to have their Manjaro.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it is very funny. Like, I just laughed because I was like, this jewelry is sus. I'm not sure. Yeah. Not sure.
Okay. And then, you know, today is a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. On Friday, January 6th, the Jen Shah will be sentenced hot off the press today. Explain it, court.
Oh, gosh. So, well, earlier, so like a week or two ago, the U.S. government requested to sentence her to 10 years in prison. Okay. Guys, I am recommending because, again, not a lawyer. The Bravo docket has released like 2 to 3 different episodes that are really breaking down what's going on. Like, I'm not kidding. I'm going to be listening to them tomorrow so I can prepare myself for Friday. So definitely go there. But today there was somebody that's like kind of like a Jane Doe who basically gave more of a character witness about I'll read what the Bravo docket posted if I can pull it up here fast enough. But it's very interesting. Like, more evidence basically has come out against Jen Shah. And this, okay. So they said,
called a restraining order.
Yeah. So the government, again, at the Bravo docket, the government has filed a request to add new evidence they just received against Jen Shah. According to them, after Jen Shah submitted her memorandum describing her character and requesting a lower sentence, an individual, unnamed but referred to as Individual One, contacted the government via an unsolicited letter describing their experience with Jen. The government interviewed Individual One, who provided them with corroborating evidence on their experience with Jen, including a temporary restraining order and a Nevada police report. The government requests that the court consider the events involving Individual One and Individual One's letter for sentencing. The government writes, Individual One's description of the manner in which the defendant treated her is consistent with the government's understanding of how the defendant frequently interacted with others, including other participants in the business opportunity scheme. So Individual One seems to be a woman.
So to me, it sounds like Jen Shah, I read something else, like she basically drove in the middle of the night to Las Vegas because she wanted to talk to this woman. And I feel like she was like cheating.
Like threatening this person, basically, like, give me your money.
No. I think the woman. Well, I guess to get a restraining order, yeah, you would have to be pretty threatening. not funny. Restraining orders are not funny.
Sorry, I had a conclusion of getting there.
But I read something else that said she drove in the middle of the night and like talked to his wife, and then she got a restraining order. But
to stop Jen from trying to get their money.
All alleged. I don't know about the money part of it.
A lot has come out. So I definitely honestly really recommend that you listen to the Bravo docket, because I know that they've done the breakdown. So it's well worth it. You have two lawyers who are like giving us layman's terms, right? Because we don't know what the hell we're talking about. But like, it's so wild. Like, Jen Shah is going down.
Yeah. Yeah. She's going to get.
Someone DM'd and they were so funny. They're like, it's called the gentencing, like instead of sentencing.
Stop.
Like, I was like, you know, it's like the Shawshank Redemption.
Everyone's so clever.
God, I love everybody. I love it. It's like the sixth now has a different meaning, and it will be the day that Jen Shah got sentenced. Now, listen, she was supporting coach at the Rose Bowl this past week for the Rose Bowl game.
I did see that.
And they lost.
Yeah.
And it looks like she may – now, I'm not trying to be mean, but it did look like she may be having filler – put in her face that would last for 10 years from the amount that she put in there.
Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, will coach stay with her when she's in jail?
No.
Okay. So once the sentence, maybe once she gets in there, he's done. He's going to file for a divorce.
Well, yeah, because, you know, he's got to go on Dancing with the Stars. I don't know. I truthfully feel like they're, guys, I'm like off the Coach Shaw train now, and I feel like he knows. There was like some TikTok going around that exposed Jen Shaw's text messages and her saying, you know, oh, I'm going to ask Coach about these questions later, kind of insinuating maybe that Coach may have known, unless she's playing real dumb of like, oh, you know, while they're trying to scheme people. So I feel like he has to know something. He has to.
How much time is Stu doing?
Not as much as Jen, because again, I think she's the person at the top, right? So they're trying to like a lot of people are trading. Again, not a lawyer.
Right.
Not a lawyer, but I believe that because they're kind of turning on her, they get a lesser sentence for that.
I get it. I'm invested.
I'm literally going to be spending my day listening to Bravo Docket tomorrow so that I can be ready.
Okay.
I'll be ready.
Any other news?
No, I mean, I'm sure we've missed something with a week off, but, you know, it's a lot to remember. We've got great on Potomac. We've got great Salt Lake City. You can listen to our Miami recap from last week. Like, there's just so many we've got Jersey that's coming up. I know that we had gotten the trailer, but I don't know if we actually even talked about it. But the trailer, you know, we've got Jersey coming out on the 7th of February. It's like, you know, a new summer house is coming soon. Atlanta's got to be soon.
Yeah, we're, you know what? It's crazy because Salt Lake City is still a short season. So it's only 14 episodes. Next week is the finale. Mm-hmm. And to me, 14 too short.
You want more?
I want 22.
I just, oh, okay.
I want 22.
All right. Well, why
all the other seasons get it.
You're right. Why don't we take, actually, I feel like a lot of them have been 16 with this like COVID stuff and everything. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come chat about them.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also
you know, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Whey. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Whey products. I'm a Whey girly, but be fizz free. With Whey, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay. So should we do Potomac first?
Yeah.
Okay.
This really had me giggling this episode.
This episode, the Muhammad Ali of shows, the
of live shows.
Karen Huger, the confidence, someone that
the first non comedian to be at this improv place. I'm like, I'd like to see the calendar of events at this place.
She's like, you've heard about the beehive? Have you heard about the La Dame?
Did the flashback? And Karen's like, you don't have the La Robins, do you, Robin?
But for some reason, Karen doesn't bother me.
No, I think the delusion is such delusions of grandeur, but like,
I
Karen
actually,
Karen's not vitriolic, I feel. So like, I think like she's just kind of like
I she thought just, the show was fun.
I think
first that off, they did not talk about how much like Jasmine Masters, if you're a drag fan, like getting Jasmine Masters as to be one of like the main guests there is a huge get. Why didn't Jasmine interview Karen?
Well, because she was just a friend.
I just feel like Karen should have. I know she like hosted and let other people have the light, mm-hmm. but I do think they should have had.
It should have been more focused on her.
Someone asking her questions.
Yeah, 29 minutes out of the 75 minute show. the editors. Okay, here's what I have to say. There's a few things in Bravo that like deserve kind of like that seventh spot, that housewife spot, whatever, right?
Completely.
Potomac is the editors, okay? It's things like white pants in the Bravoverse, you know, sprinter vans, right. Things like that, that are Bravo characters that don't get enough credit for the what they provide for us.
Yeah.
And it's the editors for Potomac.
They made a short silent film for a preview. Don't you think they're just rolling around laughing back there? They're like, this has me giggling.
I think it's because most of the storylines this season are so fabricated that the editors are like, if we're going to make this good, if these women are going to try to like
show the truth,
dumb things across, right? Like we're going to talk about Chris. We've got happy Eddie now, you know, Eddie can't even smile. He can't even smile now. And it's like, you know, we got Sesame Street that they're like, if these women are going to try this, we're going to edit and troll them back.
I think it's brilliant, especially Eddie, you're coming after Eddie.
He's
the sweetest man alive.
Eddie. Now, granted, he did not get his wife a donut. It was for him. But then he decided.
Hysterical.
When your kids sell you out.
He's basically decided, actually, I don't really need that donut. Babe, I got you the donut. This was like, okay, so Michael, you know, I'm on Portland on Monday. He goes down the street, gets a BLT bagel. And it's a bagel donut shop. And he's like, I'm not going to get a donut then. I was like, okay, yeah. I mean, I'm not eating anything.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And he comes back and he's like, they gave me a donut for free. I was like, no.
Show me the receipt, Michael.
It's like, no, they didn't. Why would they give you that for free? He's like, they recognize my watch. They know me. And I was like, no, I still don't believe him. But he's never lied. So
show us the receipt. We want receipts. Michael could never last on one of these shows. They need receipts all the time.
I'm still unclear if he,
what kind of was it his favorite donut?
I never actually saw the donut. He told me when he got home.
He ate it already?
No, he like told me when he got home. He's like, they gave me a donut too for free.
Maybe it was like a New Year's thing.
I don't know.
We have to get to the bottom of this.
But if I like,
you're just such right a now, truth.
I'm still thinking about this donut.
Yeah, I
was please. It really for free or did please. You buy it?
Please do it right now. Please do it. Come on. Okay. As the truth seeker, I cannot believe you did not press this more. Send the text now.
Well, he kept on denying it.
I know, but send like, it one more time. Okay. Say it's a new year, new you, Michael. Tell the truth. She's sending. I see her. She's typing furiously over there.
Quick question. Did you really? Quick question.
Uh-huh.
Did you buy the donut on Monday?
Or not? Or was it really free?
Or not? Tell the truth.
Please update when you have an answer.
You're going to be like, what?
So you're like, why does she keep asking me about this damn donut? Because you know the truth. You know.
To be honest, I don't think he's a liar. So maybe he's really got one on me, though.
He does. He is a very good guy. But sometimes, so is Eddie.
Yeah.
So it was Eddie. And so
Happy Eddie. You know, happy. Oh, guess what? They're calling him Happy Eddie now. You know, did you see that smile? Did you see that smile?
I'm like, yeah, I would love for Eddie to smile my way.
I know. Wait, also my favorite. Also, oh, God, there are so many fucking gems in this. So, okay, they get to, you know, the comedy club to check it out. And she's like, basically, Karen's like, well, I haven't done anything for this. Matt has done it all. And you know, I'm just here to host. And then they start talking about Grindr. And Ray is like,
the underground.
Is this like a Grindr party? And
do you know what Grindr is?
He's like, you did not know what Grindr was.
I think he knew what Grindr was. I think he knew it was a hookup thing. I don't think he knew.
Like, the Grindr.
Yeah. You're like, hey, how do you spell it? He's like, with an ER?
Completely.
There's no E. Even though Mary put in the notes that there's an E. So we've got a rape mend on our hands over here.
It's true.
But yeah, I was like, I was cracking. I just Karen. The whole thing was like making me laugh. Then we go to Mia and you guys.
Mia looks really good this season, though.
Beautiful. She really does. She really is beautiful. But like her storyline, I'm like, what is happening? So like her and G are putting their kids' storyline. No, it's this weird threesome thing, but apparently she hasn't told the other people.
Oh, Michael wrote back.
Michael texted.
I did not buy that donut on Monday. It was given to me by the checkout lady.
Asking if he still has a receipt. They show us the credit card statement.
I trust him. I'm not going to press on it more.
Okay.
You did, though. He wouldn't have the receipt, though.
Well, he'd have. Did he pay with a card?
He used his Apple Watch.
Okay, so there's a statement somewhere.
Yeah, but you can't tell from a statement.
Mary, if the bill is $5, it did not cost $5. Like,
you know
saying,
how
like,
much these BLT TLC sandwiches are?
Oh, sorry. I thought you said a bagel. $10.99. Okay, so then if it's $15, there's a donut added.
Right, just but he might have gotten a drink. He did. He got a tea.
Michael building up that bill so we can't break it down. Okay. Okay. Sneaky. Okay. So Mia in her head has a storyline about a thruple or a thrumple, as Karen would call it. And she forgot to inform Gordon and Jacqueline about it. And that's what the crux of this whole thing is, where she's like, we're so fun. Like, why'd you wear jeans to my house? It's sweatpants night. It's
like, oh, she's like pissed. She's like, girl, you look so good. Why are you wearing jeans? Like,
why are we having a throuple? We've just put the kids down. They're watching their shows on the iPads, you know, and then they were getting wine.
But honestly, it was like, by the way, though, uncomfortable.
Did you notice the wine that she pulled out? They covered the label. It was definitely Ménage à Trois wine.
Oh, gross.
But no, just not gross. Oh, I like Ménage à Trois wine. But I'm saying, like, I felt she pulled it out to be like, it's like two on the nose. And then they blurred the label.
Oh my God, because Ménage à Trois means threesome, and they were having a threesome. Oh,
she got it. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, I think they have had threesomes.
I
And they've had a lot of fun together in their past. And I do think G has like appreciated their friendship.
But G's also like, well, because she's like, you love me. And he's like, well, she loves you. Is it okay that I sit here? Why is Jacqueline sitting in the middle of us? Like this whole thing. And I'm like, what's happening here? Because like, we did not talk about this prior to this meeting. About
the middle thing was very uncomfortable. Like the graham cracker, the s'more. he was nervous where he was sitting.
Yeah. Well, then it was like, you know, then they're like talking about the showers. They're like, it's economical for us to save water and conserve. We like it the same temperature. It's like, please.
I also think like some people are very free with their bodies and they will get to, you know, get ready with a friend together and like they will be topless or whatever.
But I do want to ask about the Porsche because she's like, obviously, you know, I was spending a lot of money to get out of this bad relationship. So you helped me put a down payment on the Porsche. I'm like, so you're spending a lot of money to get out of this relationship and the Porsche was what you needed.
You know,
you could get a Honda Accord.
That would work as well.
You could get any car with four wheels. The Porsche. I'm like, there's so much story here that I'm like, we're missing something.
I know. And then she even talks about like, well, her mom and my stepmom were best friends. And then she just thinks everyone wants to get in line because they're jealous. I just think they had a lot of fun together in their 20s. And I think she did look up her vagina. And I just think they're very comfortable with their bodies. And that's okay. And you just need to own it. But I think they're unclear of what they want to actually share about it. And who knows what. When you should just come out with it all.
I think it's G and Jacqueline that don't know, are unsure of what they want to share. Mia wants it all. Mia wants to share everything.
Okay.
She wants to drop little ditties here and there.
But I think she kind of forgets what she says.
Because she's also a full liar. Full liar face as well.
Confusing to.
Just like the group of the PYTs, PLTs, we're really not sure. Are they pretty little things, pretty young things? Has Ashley actually ever met them before that night?
12 years for that one lady.
I'm like, Deborah, were you following her on Instagram for 12 years? Because I don't know that there's a friendship for 12 years.
Deborah was only a year and a half. And don't trust Deborah. Deborah's embarrassing. And
Deborah doesn't know how to own anything but an oversized silk shirt, dress. And she loves a shot. I'm like, please stop shooting 1942. I don't know why it was bothering me so much. And I'm like, every it's such expensive tequila to be shooting.
It was just amazing, though, how the editors, like, Deborah tells a completely different story than what happened.
That's insane. Like, they're making storylines. They're like,
Deborah's like, so, you know, I was at the spring fling and I go up to the bar, we're at the bar at the same time, and he is glaring at me. Cut to Chris on his phone in her distance. Then she's like, then he introduces himself. Cut to her saying, hi, I'm Deborah. And he says, hi, I'm Chris. Then she says, oh, and he says, I say my husband's name's Chris. And then she says, he said, all the Chris's are the same.
He said Chris, my name's Chris too. And it's a very common name.
Like, debunked her so fast.
But then I also was like, what was the point of your story? She's like, and then, you know, the elbow. And I was like, oh, my God, you can't even rest an elbow anymore. There's implications of which way it's turned. Oh, my God.
She was the one talking to him and saying, complimenting him on his shirt and introduces herself like, please, bitch.
And then she's like, well, he wasn't the only one feeling me.
I know.
Let's talk about Eddie. And they're like, and Giselle, you can tell in Giselle's head, she's like, okay, how are we going to spin this one? Because she's like, God, this is the story you came up with. Ashley, you idiot. I should have been in charge. I know. I should have been in charge.
And Ashley, like, I know my friends not to be liars. I'm like, why are you associating yourself with these women?
Like, it's so weird. I'm like, Ashley, clearly, because she's like, well, you know, if they're trying to have a baby and clearly they're in a weird spot right now. So, like, if they're trying, like, I don't want her to go down the road that I went down. It's like, babe, you knew he was a cheater from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, you're not doing Candace any favors. You're not friends with her. Stop it.
Stop it.
It's called projection. And as Candace has shown us before, she opens her hands, project.
I am so proud of Candace this episode. Like,
I agree.
It was amazing.
So then again, Mia thinks she's like in with these girls, right?
Robin, she goes out with Robin and G.
Only want
to get information out of you. But then she's telling us a story about her son's balls.
No, I felt uncomfortable.
And I was like, your 14-year-old son's balls do not need to be talked about.
Absolutely
not. Poor kid must be getting made fun of at school. Like, it's so rude. And even then they were like, all of them were like, what? Huh? Like, what?
Not okay. No.
And then they're talking about Peter. It's like, I'm like, Mia has so many stories. She cannot keep them straight. I have no idea what even is going on.
Also, I was annoyed. They kept on doing this flashback to Karen explaining to the girls about what Mia had told her about, you know, the flashlight. And then Mia's like, well, yeah, I got out the tongs or the thongs. I swear she called them thongs, but she meant tongs. And then she tells this extra story, though, about Peter's
girlfriend,
now ex-girlfriend. It was their wedding night, but then she's like, actually, it was his bachelor party, and she was in the wedding, like alluding that she was a bridesmaid, but really she was a singer when she walked down the aisle. And then
I think she worked at the restaurant with the long gowns that she walked around with, without shoes, and they served steak and lobster.
I completely agree with you. Yeah. And then she's like, let me deflect here, and well, I'll tell you why she doesn't like Charisse. And they're like, please do tell. But then she's like, actually, I can't. But yeah, all these things that Karen said are true.
It's just the whole thing. I'm like, Mia, they don't like you.
She's like an easy target, though. I love her. I love Mia. Keep her. I don't think Potomac needs to change at all.
No, like, I don't. But they need to stop going after Wendy and Candace. I don't like that. Like, I think we need somebody else on Candace and Wendy's side for, like, you can bring more people in.
And I get annoyed when Candace brings her Dorothy to things. I think she should have brought in Chris to the comedy show.
No, don't do that to him. But it would be funny. Oh, Deborah. Chris, I heard you guys were flirting. But Happy Eddie was at the show.
He was. That's very true.
Okay.
So they did such a good job. Like, okay, yeah. We'll get there. Like, okay. Go ahead.
No, I just was going to say, we're at the show. You know, Karen's got her list of things not to do from Giselle and Robin's show. Karen,
don't touch that microphone.
It looked like it sold out.
It was a packed house. We don't know if they were free. I loved her outfit. I loved her hair. Apparently Charisse was not invited, and she also sent a video of Karen's Tiffy out.
Tiffany, they wanted to say hello. I mean, Mia's tit was out too. And, you know, it was funny. Karen practicing, because Karen kept saying, everything that she said every time she was on stage, which, this is a celebration of you being my fans, and I couldn't do it without you. Like, that was like the message she kept saying, like, it's a celebration. Couldn't do it without you. Like, she kept repeating, it's like, we got it, Karen. Like,
You think she could have made it better or worse? Or did you, what grade would you give it?
I'm sure it was a fine night. And if I was going, I'd be stoked because Jasmine Masters was there. I didn't know the comedian, but I'm sure she was funny and I probably would have laughed. I think it would have been smart for her to bring up a housewife or two. I mean, they were all there but I know that, you know, Robin and Giselle just did that. So maybe, but she could have brought Candace up there. Maybe Candace could have sang a song. She loves to sing.
That would have been fun.
You know, I think it would have been, she would have had to pay her though. Maybe they could have had a candle competition between her and Wendy and put like, if you watch Survivor, they do like fire making challenges at the final four. Maybe they did like a candle making challenges, like which burns first, the three wicks or the one.
That's pretty funny. You know? I wonder how much they played the drag queen and versus like how much Karen got paid.
I don't know that they paid anything. I don't think Karen paid anything either. Who's paying her?
The tickets.
Oh, okay.
Like, how much did they make?
Oh, good question. That's a good question.
Remember when Luann wouldn't pay Sonia?
Yeah. Well, she said you get paid at scale. It's a union thing. We'd have to ask Matt because he produces the shows, you know?
That's true. Okay, so then Robin's like, hey, Candace, the girl that's with Ashley is the one, you know, that's starting the rumors. And Candace is just brilliant. She's like,
okay.
I don't acknowledge Sesame Street characters.
Okay, like, no, listen, I know it's mean, but I can't stop laughing about it. Like, it's not nice. But, you know, I feel like if someone's, you know, They're coming after your marriage for bullshit. And then I'm thinking, like, why is, like, Deborah is so desperate to be on this show.
So embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Then she also did, she like posted this video of her like holding like a Muppet version of like Elmo doing her eyebrows. And I'm like, see, the thing is like, we don't like you. So it's not right. Funny.
Right. You're and then Ashley funny. Just is, keeps on trying to bring it up. Like, oh, do you like want to talk to my friend? And Candace's like, no.
No,
I'm not engaging in this. Like, I'm not going to give light to this storyline that's completely made up. Mm-hmm. And more power to her.
I love that she said.
Didn't I put it together that Eddie was there. Yeah.
So I only know because they did a flashover. Because at one point Wendy was. So they had two tables, right? So it was like all the housewives were at one table, and then all, basically all their plus ones were at the other table. And so then they did a flash because like Robin, of course, shows up late because when would she ever be on time? You know, she might be late, but her reads they're on time. Is that what her tagline is?
Something like
and that. Then they kind of flash over the table. And I saw Wendy and Eddie were at the end, like kind of in the Deborah seat at the other table where Dorothy was. G was, I believe Ray might have been over there. And then Wendy got to move to the front.
What was Deborah thinking?
Ashley probably gassed her up and would be like, oh, no, this would be a really great way. Like when we're at the this spring clean, you should try to see if Chris will flirt with you.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing. It's just.
Didn't take the bait.
But then, okay. But then I'm giggling too, because then, you know, I love to when they're like, oh, you know, Ashley's like, oh, hey, did you want to meet Deborah? And she's like, okay. She's like, oh, are you the one that my husband was flirting with? And she was like, oh, well. And then she kind of like a little bit backtracks, but. Candace like, oh, yeah, he was flirting with everyone. Oh, okay, great, great. Like, she just shut. I was so proud of, like, the restraint she had in this situation where it was like, and then Mia's like, so, like, Wendy and Candace are like, I'm going to put him an 8 and higher. And then Deborah, she's a 4.5.
I know. I feel bad making fun of, like, people's looks.
I know. But it just, the reads, it's like, it's too much, you know. And it's just fine because Candace is like, she's not having, she's like, Candace and Ashley, you're dumb because you and Candace could be a powerhouse duo. And she's like, Ashley's being a messy hoe.
She completely is. I couldn't like agree it. With you more.
I don't like it. I don't like it. Now, the preview for next week. So we're going, is it Mexico next week that we're going to?
Yes.
With lots of vibrators.
Charisse and Karen get into it.
Jacqueline and Mia get into it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to be on Jacqueline's side.
I'm curious what goes down. But I'll just never forget the moment when Karen walked out with full security to her own show. Like,
which time? Because she had outfit changes.
That's very true. I mean, the ego on this woman, the 72-year-old woman.
I will also say, I also love that Giselle, like, I love this cast because they eat.
Yeah.
Like Giselle, when they sat down, she's like, we would like the mozzarella sticks. We want the fries. It was like, all, I think they were like maybe fried pickles, whatever it was. It was like, I'm like, yes, that is what you order.
TGI Fridays.
This is what you order at those type of shows. You know, they always do a 2-drink minimum. And then the menu is all fried foods.
Yeah. And enjoy yourself.
And I would love any fried food right now. Shall we take a break and come back with salt?
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Like. And we're back. Heather has complete, she's 8 feet under at this point.
Just I've renamed her company to Beauty Lab and Loser.
Courtney's texting me last night. She's like, I'm never going there. I'm like, were you ever going to?
No. Yeah. I mean, literally my texts to you were insane last night. Insane. I was so mad.
Also, Michael texted me, the donut in question is still in your fridge underneath the cake.
The last time I
saw it.
Don't tempt us. Oh my God. I really texted last night.
You were.
I just wrote, fire. I hate Heather. The way she's looking at Jen for corroboration is so weird to me. Heather is like a Yellow Jackets character right now. You know, the one with the one eye. Heather's a loser. Is she wasted at this dinner? It's honestly so awkward and weird. The last night of the trip, it's so fucking weird. Heather is so weird. Like, she's insinuating Jen hit her. Let's tell them that they don't want the truth. What? I don't understand it at all. I'm just so confused on what she thinks she's doing. Oh my God, all the marks and... Oh, this is talking about Meredith Marks. I went off on that one. And then I just said, she gave herself the black eye. She's the fucking worst. Bad Botox or whatever. Angie thinks it might be Lisa. Ello. I hate her. Jen is truly a crazy narcissist. Really trying to convince us she's innocent. It's honestly wild. Did I fuck up my kids? Someone take this man's PhD away. Meredith's nipples are uneven and it's driving me crazy in her new fire crotch interview look. But she looks really pretty at her fashion show. Also, she's not mad. Where's John Barlow? Brooks. Wow. Okay. This is the ugliest shit I've ever seen. The check is total bullshit. Sharif knows how bad Jen is. I'm convinced he's not good. Fuck Heather. I keep going. Fuck Heather. I'm ready for Whitney to take her down. She says she's going to talk to Coach about... Oh, wait, that's something else. Fuck Heather. I didn't tell you because we were on a friendship break. What a dumb bitch. I'll never go to Beauty Lab and loser. I hate Heather. Good night. Get some sleep and fuck Heather Gay. But not sexually. She can go fuck herself and I'm going to dream about bread. An insane person.
And also, guys, I barely was responding to
this. One every 10.
Yeah.
Mary's just like, did you see the Dutch Crunch article about how good the bread is? She's like messaging me about things that are not about Salt Lake. I'm so mad at Heather. It is so, has anybody have like a fall from grace this hard in three seasons?
No, that's what I was thinking about. Someone we absolutely loved and adored. And I was against Lisa Barlow the first season.
Well,
and
you
I
righted
was
your
all,
wrong there.
I did, but she has fallen from grace. Now she's pretending. I have a black eye.
They're like, Heather, like everyone's concerned at the table. Like, Heather, are you okay? Like, what?
No, go ahead.
You said I looked great. I just thought I just had to like show up and be funny. Like, are we still talking about the eye? Like,
what
happened to my
eye? Like, Jen is so wild to me. And I almost feel like Jen's looking at her like, stop looking at me.
Well,
there's theories.
Well, and you're right. They say next week the like hooking up theory that you had already said. I do think they just had like a little wrestling match.
And Jen did it. And it was an accident. Loser thing. Now I'm more convinced that it happened before the trip and that maybe they bumped into her and it exacerbated it. And so like they thought like maybe she's like, oh, now I can like you. Because she says at one point it could be Jen's tit. I know she was joking when she said that to Whitney, but you know, it's just, it's annoying. It's annoying.
I just don't understand. Okay. If she's covering for something, her not saying anything at all makes it worse. Like, you should have just told a story.
She's clearly insinuating that Jen did it, right? Like,
absolutely.
And I don't even think she realizes she's doing that. Like, it's so...
Let's get there. Okay, so we're still at the dinner, and Dana
this
is
Greek
like...
dinner goes for 6 hours. It ends at 4 a.m. because Lisa... It still goes after Lisa leaves at 4 a.m., actually.
It's crazy. And Dana, this was like kind of annoying to me though.
Oh, Dana's- I loved it. I was like, Dana, you're back next season. I'm into it. She's the only one calling her out.
So Dana's like, so I actually like know someone that knows you that is now an informant. I just wanted to let you know. So yeah, there's that.
Well, I think what she was trying to say is I've had a really, like, we had a nice time today, but I'm telling you, like, I have these preconceived notions about you because I know somebody who, you know, worked for you kind of thing. And, you know, Jen's like,
you
Jen's
better like, be careful. You better take this to the finish line. If you can't, then you shouldn't be talking about it. You're talking about my life. Yeah. I rode with you today. Chuck like source.
She's like trying to say like she's a ride or die because they rode in a go-kart around the city. Like I literally rode or almost died.
The Constitution says you are innocent until proven guilty. And I will be proven guilty. But I'm innocent until then.
Then she walks away. Then Heather like slithers out like, I got to go follow my girlfriend. Like, oh, she's so obsessed with Jen. But that's so insane to me.
It's so bizarre because if Jen, so clearly that makes me like know that the Jen thing was an accident.
If Jen did it.
Yes. I think Jen definitely did it.
She didn't. They were involved. I mean, Jen's nails are all intact.
No, I think she probably elbowed her.
I'm just saying like, yeah, but whatever. But then she runs away. Then Meredith's like, well, I think I've had enough. I'm not coming to someone's trip that they put on and then accusing them. We're not talking about an affair. We're talking about jail for life. It's like, okay, Meredith. So where do you draw the line? So we should forgive Lisa then?
I do not get Meredith Murth at all. I also think she seems very lucid in this episode more than others.
She's not mad.
No, but like, she's like off her pills.
Yeah, so the three of them go, but then all three of them, like they're like retiring for the night, but then all three of them return.
Cool. And she's like, can you believe she said that? I gave her a box of color today. She's got grays.
I actually love Dana's grays. I think they look really nice on her.
It reminds me of Southern Charm Gwen. Girl.
Oh, yeah, is it like Gwen? That. No, Madison, the other Madison. She owns Gwen's.
Yeah.
I have to get a life.
Lisa Barlow and Angie are just like talking at the table and they're like, well, we're just going to wait till she's like proven. And Whitney's like, well, and I'll go there for conjugal visits. Yeah, that's hooking up, Whitney.
She's so damn dumb.
But I love her.
I appreciate her.
I love Whitney. I actually really, this season I really. And then what is even creepier is that Heather's like, Jen, don't be mad. If you want to change the conversation and get us off your jail stuff, just talk about my black eye. Okay.
When she was like, let's tell them the story. And when she then started like whacking a fake ass, being like, snitches get stitches. It's like, Heather is so fucked up at this party. Like she's wasted. I think at this point she's blacked out.
I think she forgot she was on camera and she's like, they all know what happened, but they just want us to say it out loud. I think that was a very key piece.
Oh, interesting. And I thought she was just so wasted.
I think Whitney, even like when later in the episode and Whitney just wants her to say exactly what happened. Cause I think they do all know,
but
Heather won't say it.
It's so stupid.
That it was like, an accident.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, why? Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you just say, like, after it happened, be like, oh, my God, I was drunk and fell. And then be like, you know, if you want to later say it, like, oh, yeah, you know, I didn't want to say anything because Jen, it literally was an accident that Jen bonked me. But because there's this trial, I did not want to say anything at the time. Like, the way she's just insinuating everything, I'm like, I don't care.
What is she going to say at the reunion?
Probably nothing.
She's going to just keep this going. Like,
Andy, I can't talk about it. I don't know. I mean, I know, but you know what it'll be? It'll be like one of those things where like they do the reunion preview and Andy's going to be like, so Heather, are you ready to talk about the black guy? Yeah. And then it stops on her. Right. And then it goes to Meredith. And then it goes to Whitney. And then it goes to Lisa. And then it goes to Dana. And then it ends on Angie K. And then Angie H is like, why didn't anyone invite me to the trip?
So true. It's so true. And then at the end of the dinner, Heather's like, Lisa, do you want to borrow my eye patch for the plane? I'm like, stop talking about your fucking eye. She wants so much attention.
She wants it so badly. And then Lisa's like, I'm good. She's like, okay, I love you, Lisa. I'm like, so you do.
I know. It's so creepy. That was very creepy to me.
It's so weird. But I love that Dan is like, so Jen is untrustworthy. Like, guys, this is a big fucking deal.
Right.
Like, she's going to trial. Like, it's it. Ugh. So then we go to Meredith's house. All the marks, they're in sunglasses and they all sound the same.
Meredith looks like Jeffrey Dahmer. I can't stand those kind of sunglasses or eyeglasses.
Okay. I like them.
It's not for me.
But that's fair. Brooks is, he's so stressed out.
I mean, this takes years to make sweatpants.
I mean, guys, so I think he went to H&M and bought sweatsuits.
And then
glued. Like, when he told the guy, hey, the sweatsuit that you're wearing isn't ready yet. And then the guy walked out, it was just a beige one with a hat. Like, they flash back and Jen was like, you know, the bedazzled one. And I'm like, I'm looking for any sort of shine on this sweatsuit. She's like, I can pay with Apple Pay. I'm like, can you though?
Oh, they brought a $12,000 check to the party.
I know we'll go there, but I did laugh. I did laugh when she was like talking to her kids and they were, and she's like, well, you know, if Lisa Barlow's coming because she bought a ticket. Like, thanks for supporting the charity, Lisa. And she's like, but if she talks to you too long, let me know. I'll get you out of it. And when Chloe was like, yeah, come rescue your garbage whore daughter. That did make me laugh. But I'm like, how often do you think?
Oh, they're giggling at home.
You know that there was like, okay, there was this one like TikTok trend that was like five emojis and you had to like say a phrase in that certain emoji. So it'd be like cry face. So you'd be like, garbage whore daughter. And then it'd be like yelling like garbage whore daughter. I'm like, how often do you think they say that monologue in different tones?
All the time.
It's probably Seth's voicemail.
Hi, you've reached the Marks and their garbage whore wife.
Hi, you've reached the family that poses. And the mom who's fucked half of New York.
I think you do have to own it.
Like, remember though, like when you're young, like press one for your garbage whore daughter, press two for the guy who can't sew. Like, press three. Right.
Or the hello? Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hey, this is the Mahoney's. We're not here right now. Leave a message.
They got me.
Or you like record like your favorite part of a song you like so people could like listen to it.
Okay, so then we go to Angie H's house. And I thought literally that Heather, when she was talking to the dog, she's like, no, I don't want a domino piss eye. And I was like, why is she saying pizza so weird? I thought she wanted Domino's pizzas.
Oh, she was talking about the dog's crusty eye.
And then they flashed the dog and I was like, that's how much I want pizza right now.
I can understand.
And then so like Angie's like, oh my God. Angie's like, bitch, get over here because I need to be part of the black eye conversation.
Completely.
Because she went to a Wild Rose event, which, okay, so it still does exist. And they're talking about it. And she's like, what? Did somebody punch her? But I'm like, this is so confusing because, again, Heather, why? I don't remember who was with you. Meredith, me, Angie K, Jen. Like, why are you saying Jen last? Mm-hmm. I just want it to go away. I don't want to talk about it. But here it is. Do you see it? I thought makeup would cover it.
And she's like, you don't have to protect them. Like, you don't have to protect anyone. Like, you know, we'll help you.
But it's like, it feels
making
gross.
It even bigger and disgusting.
It feels gross because it feels like a DA kind of thing. And I don't love that. And so it's like, if something happened and honestly, it was an accident, again, just say it was an accident. Like, oh, I think it was an accident. We were all like messing around and oh, I don't know exactly whatever it was, but it's like, but if you're the whole
anything
thing
is better
like
than what you're
me.
Doing.
Yes,
anything
exactly.
is better than what you're
exactly.
doing.
Then we go to Whitney's house.
Yeah, I mean, she just talks to Curtis and they have a good...
He gave her overall great advice, you know, acknowledge your past, but you got to move forward.
Look towards the future.
Perfect.
But I laugh when she's like, that's kind of what I'm doing with my friends. Like, she still wants to bring up this Heather storyline in any way that she can. And then we go to Jen and someone needs to fire Ernest the therapist. I would like to see his PhD.
I'm obsessed with Ernest. I think he did a really great job. I'm serious. And I loved Penn.
Did I fuck my kids up? And he said, I don't think so.
No. Stop it. I loved her pink and green sweater. And, you know, she's very vulnerable.
Sweater dress.
Oh, it's super
maybe
cute.
It's a two-piece set. It felt very Elle Woods to me. I was into it.
And she's like, you know, I just, you know, I don't feel in control. And I think he gave her a great tip. Like, you know, you need to set up a support structure right now, people you can lean on. And then she's like, tonight I fuck up my kids. And she's like, he's like, you know, the negative impact, you know, he's worried and he's just doing that because he cares. And coach, you know, he's crying at night too, in the parking lots, and she's she's feeling a lot of guilt and she doesn't want to break up the family. And she doesn't want coach to stay just because he feels like he needs to.
He doesn't want to because you won't have to testify.
And I want him here because he wants to be here. And, you know, Ernest, his advice is, you know, just hold it together because that will energize them. I think that was great advice for the circumstance that this family's in.
She did fuck her kids up.
We don't know that.
What?
We don't know that
yet. You don't think
that
this is fucking them up?
We don't know that yet. Maybe they'll be really strong and persevere. And
if you don't think that this is mentally taxing on every single person in this family, then I've got a bridge to sell you.
I mean, look at the Judice girls. They're doing great.
You don't think that situation fucked them up? I'm not saying they're going to be fucked up and live bad lives. I'm saying that this is not.
They're getting fake Cartier on the weekends to Christmas. They're thriving.
I don't think that they can't persevere and lead these successful lives. I'm saying I think that the things that they've done have done, and the things that their mom has done a number on them in the sense of like the burden of.
I understand.
Remember when we saw that video last year about the ring footage? Like that crushed me. Like I would think that that would be, I'm just saying like Jen's done some things that I think that have had negative impact, if you would like. Yes.
I would agree with that.
But Ernest is a fucking liar.
No.
Remove that PhD.
No, he's telling her like, you know what? You need to hold it together. They're crumbling. And that's his
Ernest is one of the people she scammed that she said, I will give your money back if you hop on this Zoom and give me good advice.
I think he gave her great advice. He said, set up a support structure. Make sure you're holding it together to energize your family right now because he knows what's going to come.
Okay. On to the fashion show.
I loved it. I loved it.
I was at the Museum of Contemporary Art of Utah.
Have you been there?
I have not.
I felt like there was no music going.
Okay. Them having to cheer for everyone. They're like, someone was walking like, woo!
There was no music, huh?
Like, no, probably. I mean, we couldn't get like a royalty free. We could have offered them our song.
No, it's like. So many people send it to us and are like, you're in this cookie video. I'm like, yeah, because it's a free song.
Yeah, because we're poor.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then it was like,
We asked the Charleston girl to do it that does the Southern
Hospitality? She has a
Southern Hospitality song as well.
Mm-hmm. That'd be guys, fun. Also, you guys, please watch that show. It is so
I caught
so
up.
Silly.
I watched some of it with my dad.
I knew you watched it because I went to look for the new episode on Peacock and it wasn't there. And I continue watching, and I was like, oh, Mary watched it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I was like, no, I was excited about it. Like, how silly is it?
It's ridiculous and it's lovely.
It's, I mean,
low stakes.
Again, it's not VPR, but this could go on for seasons.
Absolutely.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Okay. So yeah, we do the thing where, you know, Meredith's like, Dana, I brought you on the trip. And like, Angie, you said that I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. I'm not mad. Five times. Meredith though looks so good at this fashion show. Her face, I mean, stunning.
Flawless. Yeah.
So pretty.
It just bothers me so much because she's a gorgeous, beautiful woman and she face tunes the shit out of herself and it doesn't look like her. Kind of like, Kathy Hilton posted with Paula Abdul and Paula Abdul looks 13.
No, Paula Abdul posted it though. I had seen the picture floating around and they're like, guess who this is? I'm like, I literally don't know. I had to go into Kathy Hilton's tagged photos to find the actual post. And it was Paula. And I was like, what the fuck, Paula?
Paula, stop.
Paula, no. No, Paula.
But okay, so Jen arrives. She's with Coach Shaw. She's in feathers, and she brings the check for $13K to Angie. And at first, when the coach, you know, gave Sean the check, I thought they weren't going to accept it. They gladly accepted
it. I thought Angie was going to rip it up. Like, no, like, our friendship means so much. Don't worry about it. The gestures. I think they thought that was going to happen, too.
I know. She's like, it's not about the money. But
this is from the $1 million my mom gave me.
I know. Like, and coaches, he is a class act. He's like, I just, you know, I want to build a foundation.
Oh, I thought the coach was giving them the guilt treatment so hard.
Oh, I didn't think so at all. I think he's like,
you are such a Coach Shaw apologist. I don't think you can see past.
I'm obsessed.
Okay.
Dancing with the stars. Let's go, baby.
But I had to, like, I was laughing because, like, Dana's got Jen's number because she's like, oh, you know, Jen FaceTimed Angie H. So she FaceTimed Angie H, kind of like move on. And Angie K is like, that's just so interesting because given the circumstances, why wouldn't she want, like, all, she's like, this is actually making me really uncomfortable. And Dana's like, oh, why? She put on a different personality when her husband's around. And I'm like,
Yep.
She got it. She got it. Like, she just has, she's got her number. I love it.
Well, and I think so. It'll be Angie, Dana, and Barlow. That's like the new squad with Whitney, too.
I think Angie K.
Didn't I say Angie?
Oh, I'm sorry. Angie, Barlow, Dana, and Whitney. Sorry. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah.
And versus let's talk about Lisa coming in her pajamas.
I mean, it was Balenciaga, so I don't want to give any credit to it.
But that was before the scandal.
I know. True, true, true. But I love. She can do no Lisa outside of that, you know, she can do no wrong for me. Her fly fishing with John Barlow. She caught just that like fish, a little
glimpse.
Like just like so cute. And I'm like, why isn't he here?
I was wondering the same thing.
Why isn't he here? I need more John Barlow in my life.
And Meredith's like, she only came to protect her image, you know, and mental health awareness starts with kindness. So I guess she can come.
Okay.
So I loved Angie's hair too. Stunning.
The pulled back pony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like, this was great. Okay. You know, Brooks, I think you went a little heavy with the glue gun because then he had like the blazer dress with just like the tag. You know what he should just do? Just sell the ribbon. Just sell 3 yards of Brooks Marks ribbon.
Just can we, let's go online. Let's see if they're.
That's what so used to be like $180.
Okay. Hang on. Brooks.
It's literally brooksmarks.com.
Is there a marymahoney.com?
Yes, but it's a restaurant, isn't it?
There is a restaurant named Mary. Okay. The Pride Collection, benefiting the GLAAD organization. Shop now. Okay. The hoodie, the sweatshorts. Okay. We got some. Oh, okay. Pride sweatshorts. We've got $60. Pride hoodie, $78. Okay. Actually,
I wouldn't mind the Brooks Marks keychain for $16. Crew socks for $18. Brooks Marks masks. For $12, you get three for them, so that's a deal.
Mm. The original set is $154. Okay, I would like to know like the brand of
like what, like AliExpress, and then he puts his stuff on it.
Right. Okay.
So I do want to see
the sweatpants are cute. I just could never do white.
So the keychain is $17.64. I'm trying to see what the tax is. Hold on, guys.
What do you mean? Doesn't it tax you?
I mean the shipping. What do you think the shipping is?
Oh, it's $6.99.
You think so? I can't do it right now. It's asking me for all my info.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Login. Sorry. I have a login. Oh,
I feel like Meredith was very clear. She did a nice speech, but I felt overall the fashion show was uncomfortable. I felt like there was no music. I felt weird. I did feel weird. I don't know why.
Yeah, it wasn't great, to be honest. It was. Okay. But you know what? Then, they raised money.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Then Heather, you know, goes over to Whitney's house and she has to knock.
Because she doesn't feel comfortable. She doesn't know if she can just walk in anymore, you know?
I did love Heather's outfit. I love this clueless vibe. I thought she looked great.
Mm-hmm. I did. I liked it too.
And actually, I thought she was really funny when she gave her the gift. She's like, wipe off that makeup and then you can have the gift. My mom used to do that to me before I went to school in sixth grade. Wipe off that eyeliner and then you can get in the car.
I loved it. And then, you know, they're like, okay, let's go outside to the fire pits, which is the scene of the crime with the charcuterie with Meredith earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. They brought blankets, but Heather doesn't need it because she's not going to get rid of that look.
I know. She looks great.
I thought it actually looked very cute on her, too. Much better than, like, she keeps wearing those, like, now, look, I love a Chelsea boot. But every time she wears them, they look like Herman Munster shoes to me. And it's very, like, even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes. But I do love a Chelsea boot. I love, like, a rainbow. But every time, she just... I don't know. She's bugging me. I think she's just bugging me, you know?
Completely.
And Whitney's like, I didn't stop caring about you. I've been worried about you.
So I thought that Whitney thought this black eye debacle is so much bigger than like what their fights are about. And like, she kind of wants to like cancel out that fight and be like, Heather, if something's going on, like, no, I'm like here for you and I'm your friend. Like, I want bad. What? Like, I basically want us to work through our issues to go back to what we were. And Heather's like, nah, bitch, you're out.
No, she's like, she basically, but also she's Heather's also laughing. She's like, oh, the mystery eye. Like
Whitney's being concerned. Whitney's like, what's going on? You
created this like web of confusion. And
she was being very elusive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Heather just flips it so fast and is like, this is not the conversation we should be having right now. You know, like this is not about the black eye. And, you know, I don't really trust you at this point because you put me on a friendship break and that trust has been broken and it will never be repaired.
Well, no, she's like, because Whitney's like, how did you get it? Like, I mean, you were pretty drunk, so maybe something happened. She's like, Jen's boom, did it. She's like, did you black out? She's like, I remember how I got it. And other people do too. I'm like, which other people?
I know, Jen, names
or shut the F up.
Yeah.
And like Whitney's like, I want to, like, I'm a safe space for you. And Heather's like, no, you're not. And she's like, it makes me so sad you don't think that. Like, I want bad weather back. Like, and like,
and Heather's like, what? You think I'm just going to like be funny and stick up for you and defend you and fight your battles as a team when you break something and it's broken, bitch, and it's never strong as it was, you know?
She's like, you know, Whitney just basically sacrificed me. And she's like, you know, Whitney, be free. I'm letting you go. Like, go ahead. Be free, young Whitney. And she's like, look, we'll just love each other. She's like, let's love each other and give each other space. I'm like, oh, Heather, you played your cards wrong.
Completely. This was like, they could have had this moment and Heather could have just said,
been the bigger person.
Totally. No, but also, I'm really embarrassed about this because I usually don't drink that much and I drank too much and Jen and I had a little accident. It's not a big deal. And it's become a bigger deal than what it really has to be. Totally. And I'm embarrassed and I don't want to talk about it. And that's how I'm feeling. Totally. But then maybe Heather could flip it and be like, everyone's asking about it and they all know what really happened. And I don't want to say what really happened. So they're embarrassing me and they're doing it purposely.
Yeah. Maybe that's the other breaking side. The fourth wall about it. But then Heather's also like, read my book. I talk about it there. And I'm like, you know what, Heather? I'm glad that you're... She's commented on, people are like, Heather, you know, what's going on? She's like, buy my book. And then I'm like, I'm glad that your book has not been a bigger storyline for us to have to follow. And you get a sad little finale party.
But is this a book still even out?
No, I think it comes out in like February or something.
Why is this taking so long?
Because it's not good. And I know it. I know for a fact. No, not for a fact. I just feel it in my bones. I feel it. Bad Mormon. Let's see. By Heather Gay. It comes out. It's like, I might even. It comes out the day of the Jersey premiere. I'm busy.
February 7th.
Yeah, I'm busy. And you know what? Do I want to give one of my Audible credits for this? No.
What if she did January 6th? Jen Shaw, move over. It's my book, baby.
Bad Mormon. I feel like she has like a theme song for it too. BADBADMORMON. They sing it at choir. Remember that storyline?
No. What happened to the choir? Is Andy going to be like, so away Heather wanted to.
In a manger.
Heather wanted to check in. How's the choir going?
She's like, oh my God, Andy, it's so good. We're performing at Sundance.
I want to go.
You will.
Lisa Barlow. Lisa Barlow, how? Get me into the Sundance stuff. John. I'll rep Vita Tequila. I'll pour it at places.
That would be my dream job.
John. Wait,
Lisa and John, I need confirmation on this. Did Vita Tequila sponsor the fashion show? Because Lisa did go up to the bar and say, can I have my regular? Did she sponsor the fashion show with alcohol and a bartender? Because then, you know what, Meredith? That's rude.
That's charity.
Yeah. Anything else to mention? Next week's the finale.
No.
How many parts of the reunion?
Oh, it's going to be three. They just do three now.
Three.
I don't like the three. I just need two. It could be two. I feel like because Jen's not there.
Definitely two.
Yeah. What did you think of the reunion looks, by the way? They came out. It's so funny because last episode that we recorded, you said, why haven't we seen the reunion looks? And I'm like, oh, they usually come out closer to, and they literally came out the next day.
I'm psychic.
You are a psychic, and it's scary, and I don't love it. So that's why I think that he bought the donut.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
It's still there.
No. Doesn't mean he didn't eat it.
Oh, no, he didn't eat it.
I know. I'm saying
I don't think he bought it because he didn't eat it.
Oh, I see. Oh, context clues. Okay, that's good.
We also love Michael.
He's not a liar.
That I know of.
On next episode.
I'm pretty sure he turned off his location services because they haven't been working so great. So I got to ask about that.
Well, I think maybe he's trying to do some more surprises for you.
No!
Okay. Well, on that note, Happy New Year, everyone. Mary, I'm so glad to see your face again, you beautiful little girl.
Little girl.
Good luck on the... Have a great soup tonight.
Bye. You too. Bye, everyone.